The Scottish First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, has insisted she had no reason to want to get rid of her predecessor, Alex Salmond, as she dismissed claims today of a plot against him as absurd. Ms Sturgeon was speaking this morning at an inquiry into her government's handling of harassment complaints against Alex Salmond. She also apologised to the two women who had made the complaints, saying that they were let down by a very serious editor. Well, we can talk now to Peter Gagan, a journalist with Open Democracy and author of Democracy for Sale, who has been watching proceedings at this inquiry this morning. Peter, thanks very much indeed for coming on the line to us. Now, this is a complicated enough controversy, but I think at its simplest, it represents Nicola Sturgeon really, at this point, fighting for her political survival, if not the survival of the whole Scottish independence project.
Yes, in many ways. This is the two most, you know, kind of charismatic, most well-known politicians over the last 15 years, and they've dominated the political scene here in Scotland. You've got Nicola Sturgeon, the First Minister, and very much her mentor in many ways, Alex Salmond, her predecessor, both as First Minister and as SNP leader. And the two of them are now completely, you know, publicly clashing with one another. Salmond appeared last Friday. He stopped short of calling for Nicola Sturgeon to resign, but did everything but, and has said that he's claiming there's a conspiracy, has been a conspiracy against him, which kind of dates back to 2018 when two female civil servants lodged harassment claims against Salmond, which he strongly denied. That case ended up separately then. Alex Salmond was arrested and charged with multiple counts of sexual assault, and he was then found not guilty. And it all traces back to that. And today we have Nicola Sturgeon giving evidence. She rejects Alex Salmond's claims that there's been some sort of conspiracy and is defending herself. And what is, you know, last night the Scottish Conservatives called for Nicola Sturgeon to resign. And this is definitely in what has been a very successful political career for Nicola Sturgeon. She's led the SNP for 7 years, had huge approval ratings, which she still does. This has been by far the most difficult moment in her political career so far.
And I suppose, like in a lot of these situations, much of this hinges on, in this case, what she knew and when.
Yes, this is really the crux of the matter. It goes back to before these allegations, these of sexual harassment against Alex Salmond, were put into the public domain. And you know, the claim that Alex Salmond is making is that Nicola Sturgeon misled Parliament over the timing of an initial meeting with Alex Salmond's advisor, a man called Jeff Aberdeen, about these allegations of sexual harassment. Nicola Sturgeon has said that she had kind of misremembered and that the meeting, she hadn't recorded the first meeting because she'd forgotten about it. But that really is the kind of crux of all this. We've had new documentation arriving as well. Alex Salmond's case is kind of, he's saying that there's evidence out there, there's WhatsApp messages, there's group messages, there's text messages that show that there was a campaign against him, and he's been trying to get these into the public domain. And Nicola Sturgeon's kind of rejoinders that this just isn't the case. And it was interesting this morning when she gave, when she stood up to give her evidence, which is still ongoing. She started at 9 o'clock this morning and she's still talking. She apologised directly to the two women who were failed by the Scottish Government's investigation, because this what we're looking at the moment is actually an investigation into the Scottish Government's own botched investigation of this.
Peter, before I let you go, the potential of this to derail the SNP's ambitions for another independence referendum.
I think they cannot be underestimated. We are going to have an election here for the devolved Parliament, the Scottish Parliament, in a couple of weeks' time, in early May. This is a really difficult backdrop for the SNP. They're riding high in the polls, but they really will need a majority to be able to feel that they can say to London, we want a second referendum. And the polls have been pointing in the direction of independence, but they're not huge. It doesn't take that many kind of wavering voters to be dissuaded. And the kind of people who would be dissuaded by this, if Nicola Sturgeon was to be found to have broken the ministerial code, are exactly the kind of people the SNP and the independence campaign need to be on side to win.
Very good. Peter Gagan, thank you very much for that.